This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm so happy to be joined on the phone right now by Sandy Dragoo, who is CEO and Executive Director of CATA, Capital Area Transportation Authority. I'm having trouble tonight, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm well, and I promise I haven't had a sip of champagne yet. Sorry about that.
That's good. It's a mouthful.
Not at all. I apologize for that. We wanted to have you on, Sandy, to talk tonight about Safe Rides Home, a CATA program that's been going on for several years. Why don't you tell us what it's all about?
Well, we've been doing Safe Ride Home now for, probably well over 30 years. And we're really proud to do that and really feel that it's something that we are giving back to the community that has given much to us. And we're always feeling that if we can save one injury or one death, then it's well worth what we're doing. So it is something that we have been doing for a lot of years. And so that's what we are doing with our Safe Ride Home.
Now, how does it kind of operate? Do people need to call for a ride?
Yes. What people do is they call a number, and that number is 394-CATA. And so that is 394-2282. And they call between 7 p.m., so that's pretty quickly here now, between 7 p.m. and 3 a.m. And what a person does is that if they know that they are going to be drinking alcohol, they call and we will come to their home or to the place where they're going to be, and we will then take them home. And the hours that we will do that is between 10 p.m. tonight and 4 p.m. in the morning. And we will take them someplace, but we will not take them to another party.
That's good to clarify.
Yes, we will take them home, but we will not take them to another party. We're not going to do that, but we are going to, as the name entails, we are going to take them as a safe ride home.
Very good. It's probably worthwhile saying, and we'll do it again at the end, but saying the number again is 394-CATA or 394-2282, and folks can just pop that in their cell phone right now.
Yes, they could.
Very good.
We have lots of people there that are working the night, and we have then the small buses, the paratransit buses that people are used to seeing on the street that say Spectran, and so they are the small buses. They're not our big buses at all. Those are all packed away for the night in a little while. So it will be the small buses that will be going into the neighborhood, and then they will be taking them home in those small buses.
Now, did you have to staff up for the evening? I know you're usually closed on New Year's Day or shut down, correct?
Yes. The last bus is leaving. If they were to be leaving after 6 o'clock, then they were going back to the garage.
I see.
They would not leave downtown after 6 o'clock.
What is the route area that we're talking about for this service? Is it inclusive of your normal route area, or is this special route area for the overnight hours?
It's our regular service area. So if you're living in our regular service area, it's Sheridan Road to the north. It's Dobie Road to the east. It's Willoughby Road, I think, to the east, and you know, the thing that I've got to do here, I've got to open my car door. I'm in my car, and my lights just went off. Holt Road to the south, and Waverly Road to the west.
Very good. Well, make sure you're being safe while you're talking with
Sandy. Yes, I am. I'm parked.
Well, very good.
I had the internal light on, and it went off. It was telling me I've been sitting here too long.
Oh, dear. What is the fare for this service, Sandy?
Regular fare of $1.25.
But there are some discounts, correct?
Discount fare of 60-cent fare for students, seniors, or anyone showing a Medicare card, and persons with disability.
What are ridership numbers looking like generally this year in comparison to recent years?
Well, last year we carried about 300 persons for this service. And again, we really see that as being that is a good number when you feel that would be 300 persons that would be out there on the road that shouldn't be out there on the road. So we see that as being that's a service that we are doing that is a good service for the community.
This is done in conjunction with the Lansing Area Safety Council, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Lansing Area Safety Council, we have been partners with them, like I say, for the whole period of time. We have done that with them, and they're always out there for safety as we are. And so we've done that in partnership with them from the very beginning, from our very first year.
Well, that's an important partnership. In general, aside from this program, are the ridership numbers up on CATA? I mean, it's such an efficient system.
Well, good. Thank you. We have held our own this last year. We did have increases, but this past year, when many systems have had decreases, we've been very pleased that we have been able to hold our own. So we held our own.
That is good news in these times.
Yes, that is good news in these times.
I did read something. You had the second highest ridership numbers of Michigan's transit system, so that's certainly something to be proud of.
Yes, next to the Detroit metropolitan area, which is, of course, a huge area compared to ours. But, yes, we are the second highest in the state.
Wow.
The one thing, Cheryl, that I did want to say, too, that if people get a ride and they do schedule a ride and they do have to cancel, we would much rather have them call us and cancel than to just say, gee, I hate to call and cancel. I'm just not going to go out. I'm just going to let them come, and I'm going to pretend that it's not me that, called them.
Okay.
We'd really like to have them call us and cancel. That is so much better because we may have other people that we might not be able to serve.
Sure. Well,
and so if they call back and say, please cancel that ride, we'd much rather have them do that.
Very good.
And they can call us.
Well, Sam,
and schedule that ride ahead of time, too. So
very good. I am so sorry to have to interrupt you, but we're up against a hard break. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, Sandy.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more after this.